Yeah.
It's a good question, but this sometimes lists seem obviously sequential. And this almost seems sequential. I wonder if you think that's a useful way to reflect on it, or if you should maybe just take one sort of time.
I mean, this kind of neatly is sequential, and many of the teachings are helpful to reflect on in terms of sequencing, and then sort of like like qualities of a stream enterer, or one of the foundations of stream entry, are dhammano dhamma patibhata, practicing dhamma in accordance with dhamma, which one of the ways of looking at it is sort of practicing so that the little dhammas fit into the big dhammas. So the dhammano dhamma. You're building this kind of scaffolding of looking at it sequentially is not a inappropriate way of looking at it, but looking at it too literally, and waiting to finally have perfect conviction before you start to develop your sila. Then that would be wrong. You do it all together, but there is a sense of, oh, this really does fit into this, and it really supports this quality to come to fruition, so that there's, in the same way that they say the Eightfold Path is also, it's a dhammacakka, it's a wheel. And wheels keep turning, and they so that they feed into each other, support the different qualities, support each other. But there, there is a helpful recognition that there is a certain logic to the sequence.